All right, now the basketball is over. We're 2 days away from the start of the Masters. And we watch Bryson DeChambeau on the driving range. Swing after swing after swing. Wonder if he'll adjust his plan from November. But a Masters without Tiger, how will we handle it? Tiger will be home. Maybe Jordan Spieth is coming in to save the day at the age of 27. Michael and I were talking. Sam Darnold is actually a little bit younger than Joe Burrow. Did you think that Jordan Spieth was older than 27?
Yeah.
But in his second act, which he won this past weekend and won a pair of cowboy boots for his time on the course, he's only 27. Rounding into form. Looks like his old self. Boy, has he been through the ringer. There's somebody had early success. And we expected every time he went to a major, he was going to win. And then we watched him in horror because he was lost. Boy, he's all season long. He has looked really, really comfortable. He would be a sentimental guy this week at Augusta to get himself another green jacket. We will discuss the Masters as we move through the week with back to the Thursday in April at Augusta. Before we get to Mike, I have not closely been following this. I don't follow recruits. I don't follow current players on Twitter. I see things that come across my timeline or are shared with me. What the heck is going on with Victor Jones, who committed to Nebraska last week? He must be really, really patient, mature, because all I see is people are getting at him for coming to Nebraska. He's the Orlando wide receiver that committed on Friday. He responds to, now, all these people appear to be trolls, or Florida State fans, but they are going after him on Twitter. And good for him, he's responding. I just want to read one quick tweet because I just saw this. This was this morning. This has been going on ever since Friday. Like he, you know, we always say, don't tweet at recruits. This is a guy that's coming to Nebraska and other fan bases are letting him have it. And he's responding. He responded to this tweet. His announcement that he's coming to Nebraska. Somebody responds, good Lord, no wonder we suck nowadays. This clown barely cracks the top 1,000 recruits. Come on, Frost. Victor Jones responded, love the hate. God bless you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Then a guy hops on and goes, really love the hate from your own GBR fans and that cold as weather is going to suck. If you change your mind, hometown team will have your back and you can stay in great weather. And tweets at him a picture of Orlando. And then, let me just make sure this is who it is. No, it's not. Somebody who uses Tommy Frazier in his avatar says, there it is, the stupidest thing I've read today. You really think the P word, who are afraid to play in cold, are going to make it to the NFL? Ever heard of Green Bay or Denver? By the way, cold weather is football weather. Then this guy that is a Central Florida fan responds, laugh my arse off. Not about making the NFL. It's about a preference in weather when you have a choice. Ever heard a free agent picking a destination in the NFL? And he shows the Buccaneers parade. Okay, so this goes back and forth about the weather and Lincoln. And then Victor Jones responds again. Good on this kid. Not going for weather. I'm going for a good education and a chance to play football. Thank you for your concern, but we're good over here. All love, GBR. Oh, man. Bam.
Yeah, I got one.
This kid might be a quick favorite for a lot of people. And, guy, he is responding.
Yeah, there's one that says, you do know Nebraska finished last place last year in passing attempts, passing yards, completions, and passing TDs, right? They are the worst passing offense in their league since Frost became the coach. Their QBs all run first, pass second, not pro-style passers. Hashtag terrible choice. And, of course, Victor responded. He said, "Well, my friends, I'm not going somewhere that doesn't want me. Everyone wants to act like they know it all. But in reality, you're just looking at stats and being technical. I understand you may think my choice was terrible, but I promise you won't be saying that later in my career. Thanks." With the little praying hands emoji.
May have found our favorite of the 22 class for Nebraska.
I like this guy. I like him.
I mean, he could ignore these people, which there's probably more that he does. But good on him when he responds. It's a very measured response, not in lighting the fire.
I'm with it.
Thanks for doubting me. This is all I need. Mm-hmm. He likes him some emojis. Here is Mike. Mike, thanks for the call and holding through that garbage that Victor Jones is getting on Twitter.
It was worth it. I love this guy.
I give him credit for responding. There's some people that are going pretty hard after him. And a little bit, you know, it has to do with the guy that was in Orlando at Central Florida is recruiting him to leave Orlando. But he's responding to him, and they're all good responses. So it's not like he's starting a fight with anybody. I mean, we're talking about a 17-year-old kid that is engaging with unknown strangers on and trolls on Twitter.
Yeah, and I hope pretty soon he stops wasting his time with that crap. But let me ask you this. At the end of Martinez's freshman year, okay, let's say right after the Iowa game, at that point in time, who was the higher, who was considered to be a higher draft pick in the NFL, Adrian Martinez or Joe Burrow?
Martinez.
Yeah, and look what happened a year later.
Yeah.
But look, I was a big Mackenzie Milton fan. I watched a lot of their games that year, knowing, you know, Frost was coming. I thought he was sensational. I thought he could have won the Heisman. He played that well. And he gave total credit to Verduzco and the drills they had. And I'm looking at Martinez his freshman year, and I'm thinking, Verduzco, wow, this guy's fantastic. And I never would have dreamed the next 2-3 years would be that. And then we get this talented young quarterback, McCaffrey, and he doesn't develop. And I'm thinking, what the hell's going on with Verduzco? What's your response to that?
Well, I don't think Luke McCaffrey was a Power 5 quarterback. I think he was an athlete that was playing quarterback his senior year of high school.
Yeah. Did he develop?
I don't know. Well, you know what, Mike? Let me hold off. Let's see what he develops like at Louisville. But to answer your question, not necessarily.
He did. Yeah, but I'm talking mainly about Martinez.
Yeah. Well, there's injuries. I think there's mechanical issues that you can see. I don't think they've developed him. And, you know, for a variety of reasons. But here you go. Now there's no excuses. You've been together for 4 years. You're not injured and rehabbing. You know the offense. You have the second straight year that you have the OC. We'll see if the head coach is involved in the quarterback position a little bit more. There's no more excuses. If you're not developing and you're not back to what we saw as a freshman in certain cases where we went, whoa, then I think you have to turn and look at the quarterback coach, and then you got to look to the guy that is the heir apparent in Logan Smothers to see what his development looks like. This is a big year for Verduzco to take care of his current quarterback and to get the guy that is supposed to be the future ready to play, because Nebraska doesn't have a quarterback in this recruiting class, and that's what they would like to be known for is quarterbacks. You can't recruit quarterbacks if you do not have a blueprint to show recruits, hey, this is what we did with this kid.
Yeah, and Gary, we'd both love to see the Westside quarterback here. I know that.
Well, I think if there was more attention to him earlier in the process, I think there would have been a shot. But I also think Nebraska didn't see him as a Power 5 quarterback until it was too late, and then it was definitely too late because North Dakota State did a great job recruiting him, and Cole's going to a place which they're sending guys to the NFL as first-round picks, and they're developing quarterbacks.
Absolutely, but hey, we know Martinez has it in him, and you mentioned that Colorado game. Look, there was the stretch before he got hurt in that game. You know, I keep thinking of that dirty play in Colorado and all that crap we've had to deal with him, but before he got hurt, there was a flash there where you're thinking, this guy's as good as we've ever had. And guess what Tom Osborne said after his freshman year? This guy's as good as we've ever had. So we know he has it in him. So let's hope for the best, man.
Well, hey, Mike, thanks for the phone call. Hey, if he's successful, everybody wins. go back and watch the Minnesota game. Now, you had two really good wide receivers. You had a true wide receiver one and a true wide receiver two in that game. You had Morgan and Spielman. That helped out a lot. And then you had Ozigbo in the backfield. Does Nebraska have an Ozigbo right now? Do they have a Morgan and Spielman, a true wide receiver one and a true wide receiver two? The other thing we're finding out about Adrian, and this is a big thing in the offseason, as spring and then the offseason, is developing a repertoire with your wide receivers. He's a big trust guy, just like his head coach. He's a big trust guy. If he doesn't trust you, the ball's probably not coming your way very often. Right now, how many wide receivers, tight ends, do you think has the trust level of the quarterback? 1.5? 2? 2.5? I'll give you all. Well, I'll go a little bit further here. I think Allen and Vokalek, Betts and Brown. Torre will get there and should already be there. But there's an abundance of wide receivers. How many does he trust? But does this current roster, to make it easier on the quarterback, do they have an Ozigbo type in the backfield, and do they have a true wide receiver one and a true wide receiver two? The collection of tight ends are better in 21 than they were in 18. But look at how much it took off the plate of the quarterback when you had a 1,000-yard rusher that when you needed to get yards, you handed him the football, even if it was 3rd and 5. Or you had two wide receivers, which if you were off the mark, Morgan was finding a way to catch the ball, or even JD was finding a way to catch the football. All right, Matt Lothrop joins us next on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.